That's all you're worth?
Blog Talk Radio.
All you're worth. That's all you're worth. $50.
$5. 3 hours. Quit time. Wait.
Music, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
I think we're going to have to talk with Brian about that. We don't understand what that is.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Throwback Monday here at the visitor section.
I'm sick of the throwback stuff.
Throwback Thursdays, because it's a T. Get it? Throwback Mondays don't make sense because it's an M.
It's a house divided here at the visitor section.
What?
Josh.
No, don't do this, man. Don't do it.
We have to.
No.
It's, there's so many things that bring us together, and there's just a handful of things that tear us apart, Josh.
Yeah.
One of those being...
don't do this.
The NFL's greatest and latest, Tim Tebow back.
Tim Tebow's back?
Yeah. Well, I don't feel like he ever really left.
No, Tim Tebow's back.
When I was young, I had dreams. But I was fortunate. I had a lot of support from my family and many others. As you know, not all of us have that. And that's why we're doing this. For you.
For a limited time, Denver Mattress will donate $15 for every mattress purchased to the Tim Tebow Foundation to help provide for orphans in the United States and around the world.
Look at it this way. Your dreams improve... and so do theirs.
Quarterback Tim Tebow's t-shirt is cooler than yours. Introducing Jockey Stay Cool. Proven technology to help keep you cooler all day.
Tim Tebow shirt.
You gotta feel this shirt.
Stay Cool underwear for men and women.
From Jockey, the true original.
From Jockey.
No, I don't.
Tim Tebow here. Everyone thinks I want a contract, but without one, I've done so much this year.
Nervous father is the mic. Why 20 motions?
Tim Tebow?
Why did he breathe?
Without a contract,
there he is.
I tackled the unknown. Worked on my delivery.
I mean, talk about illegal use of the hands, right?
And improved my mental game.
If I had a contract, could I do this?
Gotcha.
If I had a contract, I couldn't do my own stunt.
Or save these puppies. If I had a contract,
I wouldn't be with all you fine people tonight.
You might want to hold on to those donuts.
I've accomplished so much.
Salam Bill Junior.
Even I would have held out of the dream.
Uh-oh. Bottom line, the contract holds you back.
Am I right, Iceland?
You know what I'm talking about.
Switch to T-Mobile and we'll buy you out of yours.
Apparently, Mike, apparently contracts hold them back. They do. They make things so difficult.
You know, I just want to quote the head coach of Chipathy, Kelly. He said that his offense isn't a Tim Tebow offense, yet this bastard signs him. I don't understand. I don't understand it. But then again... a lot of people have been telling me all day it's Chip Kelly's ego. A lot of people today have been telling me that, you know, when you have three other quarterbacks, you really don't have a quarterback, but Tim Tebow is a quarterback, so he's the quarterback. A lot of people telling me that he's not the quarterback because, you know, he's not very good, and all the numbers point to how he's not very good, from QBR to completion percentage. Did you know Jamarcus Russell has a better completion percentage than him? Probably not. Did you know he hasn't played in the last two seasons? Probably not. What I find interesting is the idea that people hate him because he's Christian, which I find utterly insane, considering every time you turn on football on Sunday, a lot of people talk about God. There's Kurt Warner. He's a avid God fan. He talks about it all the time.
Fan during, of God.
Yep. You got Ray Lewis, a murderer, for Christ's sake. And he loves God. He talks about it all the time because who else got him off of that charge?
No. Well, no. It wasn't Tim Tebow. And I'll tell you why, Josh.
No, it was Tim Tebow. And here it is. And this is this. We're going to talk about it. Let me just get this out of the way. Nice. That way I can have a good downhill show from the here on out. And I'm, you know, this is I've got to get serious. Josh hates things. As, you know, his the evil twin has, this has ripped him. He's come out of my chest. And I have to say this, man. This is fucking insane, and I can't stand it. And it drives me nuts, and I think ESPN paid the Philadelphia Eagles to sign him so they can have something to talk about in April, because this is one of the lowest sporting times. I mean, March Madness is over. Basketball playoffs is just starting because, you know, it takes 6 years to get that finished. And, you know, and honestly, nobody gives a shit about the Eastern Conference and the NBA, and the Western Conference is, bleh. Okay, it's hard as hell, but you still have to suffer through months and months of that. Baseball's just starting. Nobody gives a shit about that. The meaningless baseball games going on right now, Mike. Meaningless baseball games. What, you got the Masters? That's over. That was great. Yeah, nobody cares about that. Nobody even know who won it. The idea that there has to be news all the time. Here it is, Tim Tebow, right here. Thanks to the back pockets of being paid. I'm telling you, it is that for a fact. It has to be. Now, the one thing that pisses me off the most is that a talentless person is on a roster. Now, granted, right now it doesn't mean much. I mean, what are they doing, the OTAs? A talentless person is on a roster. This reminds me of a person, and I'm sorry if he listened to the podcast, named Randy Garibay. He held a position on the OU Sooners team, which I bet there was a kid out there who probably had more heart and who might have been just an inch shorter because his dad didn't hold the key to, I don't know, test, academia. But it's sad that Timothy Richard Tebow, who sucks and we've seen enough of, has to hold a roster spot that maybe somebody can get on this on the squad for the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know what's worse. I don't know what's worse, Sanchez, Tebow, or Bradford. And even then, I've got a huge question mark for Bradford because you don't know. You really just don't know. Honestly, did you think that you got no starting quarterback right now, none. And to sit here and talk about egos and fucking just look at this roster and tell me that's a winning football team, Mike, with Tim Tebow. Is that a winning football team? You traded LeSean McCoy. You got rid of DeSean Jackson. Macklin's gone. You got the racist right now. You got some rookie going into his sophomore slump. Who's your running back? Oh, DeMarco Murray. Oh, DeMarco fucking Murray. Oh, Jesus. I hope that offensive line is good enough. That's it.
You sound so angry, Josh.
I am angry because it's bullshit. Well, it is bullshit that we're sitting here talking about it, and it's bullshit that it's all they want to do. I am angry because it's crap like this that makes me hate the game. It just makes me hate it because it's irrational. Irrational. You can sit here and say everything bad about him, but people are like, he just wins, Josh. I'm like, what has he won? One playoff game, which diminishes all the other person that's ever won a playoff game. He has single-handedly destroyed everything. And 95% of that overtime play was Demaryius Thomas. It was an 85-yard pass to Demaryius. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was a 5-yard fucking slant route to him, and Demaryius carried the team against the shitty Steelers at the time who had to go there. But what one player couldn't even play, right, because he's got some disease because he couldn't play in Mile High at home?
I think when you look at Tim Tebow, you see a guy
who says nothing, who says literally nothing. No words come out of his mouth, his penis-colored mouth. He looks like a giant dick.
I was hoping to back you up on that he doesn't just win.
He makes grown men do stupid shit. He makes grown men say stupid shit. It is literally insane. And here's why I know for a fact he's not very good. He's been out of the league for 2 years, right? We've had murderers get back on the field and play in less time. We've had people who've gotten drunk run over somebody, ran them over and killed them and got back on the field in less time. We've had a dog killer go to jail, I think about the same time, got back on the field, okay? We've had we can have a drug addict who's probably going to be on that field. Ray Rice is going to be in the league, and I guarantee it's going to be faster than him. Why? Because all those guys have talent.
Well, this is something that I have to...
It has nothing to do with him being a Christian. If you're the guy saying that, please go away. Just go away.
Go away. Go away.
It's okay. So the thing is with the thing about Tim Tebow, obviously,
there's nothing you can say about Tim Tebow.
What I can say is that that's a guy who shouldn't play quarterback. And
that's a guy who shouldn't play football. We've seen him try to do a fucking – he couldn't catch the ball from Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, but I don't know. The Jets clearly didn't use him at all or at all correctly. You can debate whether or not it was a good idea. I would say it probably wasn't a good idea. But when you look at Tim Tebow, the craziest thing about him going to the Eagles is that is he signed as a quarterback or is he just signed as
just
Tim
signed.
Tebow? Because I think a lot of people are like, yeah, I think there might be an opportunity there. You know, if you have a broken Bradford, if you have a Sanchez, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I hope they go all in with Marcus Mariota or something because they don't have a quarterback right now. They don't have anything that sits here and makes me say, you know, that's competitive football. Mm-hmm. Man, this overhaul, this roster, whew, fantastic.
Unless Tim Tebow has been replaced with a cyborg, like his body is created out of adamantium now, and I'm unaware of it, that he's got rockets for arms.
This guy hasn't even played in 2 years.
I mean, it's very possible that he is now a robot, and that's fine. But that's about the only way this is going to work. And I don't like to agree with you on this, Josh. Like, I want to play devil's advocate just to piss you off more. But it sounds like you're already at your breaking point.
Yeah,
and that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay because when you look at Tim Tebow, you have two issues. One is which can't read the field.
Nope. Can't read blitzes.
Second one,
nope.
Probably maybe as important, if not more important, literally can't throw the ball.
No, he can't. He throws floaters. And one could say, well, Josh Payton Manning throws floaters. I was like, yes, but they're accurate and they can get there on time.
Well, yeah, there's a difference between what Tim Tebow throws and what Manning throws.
Yeah.
At this point in his career. It's just that those two things, all things aside.
I challenge anybody to go to an article about just pick one of the billion that are out there. Grab one, go to the comments section, and look how dense people are. They're on both sides, okay? I am. That's the truth. One are like, I just have a gut feeling about this. This is a good signing. This guy's going to take us to the Super Bowl. Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to go to the Super Bowl with Timothy Richard Tebow.
It's going to be a surprise.
Can you look at yourself in the mirror and say, that is an intelligent statement? No.
It's going to be a surprise if he takes them out of preseason. I just don't even see it happening.
No, he's not going to make the 53-man roster at all.
I mean, if Chip Kelly says, hey, we talked to Tim, you know, he's still a good athlete. He's been running. He looks good. He's been lifting, blah, blah, blah. We want to use some, you know, put him at tight end. We're going to see how that works for a little bit. I'd say that sounds great. But there's this piece of Tim Tebow that says, I am a quarterback. I refuse to acknowledge the fact that I cannot read the field and or cannot throw. I will not play any other position other than quarterback.
Mike, there's pretzels already made of Tebowing. CNN, I was posting these. CNN had a debate amongst themselves. And God knows, you know, ESPN has blocked out the hours of any Tebow reaction.
I have to think some of that stuff's left over, first of all. But, I mean,
Rick Freeman, friend of the show, quoting someone. Well, Tim Tebow's been working with a coach for the past year.
Mm-hmm.
That's completely different than the last 15 years. This coach is coaching hard, unlike the other jackasses. I have to say that people don't like him because he's Christian. It's really hard to be outspoken about the Lord, as only 83% of Americans are Christian. Really, we are put upon the minority of who no one likes. Yeah, see, those extreme, ridiculous, insane things that you can find in any comments section of any shitty fucking Tebow article is America, folks. That's America in a nutshell. We are just stupid. We are utterly stupid, and apparently Coach Chip Kelly is stupid, and he has done nothing and absolutely nothing to say that he's a genius, yet everybody tells me how genius he is. This guy's a football mastermind. He's Bill Belichick Jr.
What has he done to do anything about it? Nothing. He has no accolades at all. He took a starting quarterback and pooped out three bad ones. That's all he did. Nick Foles went to the Rams probably jumping for joy, Mike. Jumping for joy. Thank God I don't have to deal with that douchebag anymore.
Yeah,
Genius, though.
So if you buy the hype,
he must be on the Kanye West of the Kanye West of geniuses. When we throw out the term genius anymore, I kind of look at it with a stink eye, Mike. We've got Kanye West on the same page as I don't know, Albert Einstein. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Geniuses. Let me look that up. Albert Einstein, Kanye West, oh, and Chip Kelly. Unbelievable.
So if you're Chip Kelly, why do you sign him?
I don't know. Everybody tells me, Mike Freeman, I don't have a degree. Hashtag let's fire Mike Freeman, who lied to his job. Just want to throw that out there. Lied on his resume. He says it's Chip Kelly's ego. But, you know, everybody else is a troll, according to Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report.
But that's something I've heard again and again is that Chip Kelly sees this as a project. Chip Kelly wants to reform these players. He doesn't. He can't. That's not what the NFL's about. It's not about second chances. It's about winning. And if he actually believes that Tim Tebow gives him a chance to win, he's the only person in the room who thinks that.
I just would love to hear a supporter of this. Come on, Josh. Give him a chance, man. You sound so stupid.
I'm not even for this guy being out of the league. It wasn't like that. It's simply not a good fit at quarterback.
And people say that the reason this team didn't go after him is because the media. And that is bullshit. That is bullshit. And I just told you why it's bullshit. Because there's a lot of other guys that did a lot like worse shit that probably sucks up the media that'll be in the league playing because they have NFL talent. So you could throw that media shit out the window. It's not like it's bad media publicity anyway. Great way to sell seats, right, Jeff?
I don't know if people are forgetting that he signed with the Patriots.
Yeah, and didn't make the team.
Yeah, and didn't make the team. It wasn't, you know, I don't think Belichick would have cared one way or another.
And that was probably another favor from the NFL saying, hey, thanks for going to England to play games. Please sign Tim Tebow so we can keep this shit going on. God knows we just loved his insight of the college game. Just loved hearing him on ESPN talking a bunch of nothingness.
It's funny. I never had the opportunity to see him do it.
You didn't miss much. He didn't really say anything. He's like the Palmer guy of that.
I was going to ask. You know, some Mac Brown situation.
Yeah.
So good news though, Josh. I've already pre-ordered us at least two jerseys.
God. How many people have ordered jerseys? This is like the Broncos jersey. They got the Jets jersey. By the way, thanks, Jets. You traded picks for this fuckhead. You have the Patriots jersey. You have now the Eagles jersey.
As I understand it, they're not even going to make that many. Like the guy who's in charge of making that gear, he's like, I'm going to make a couple.
I got a question. Josh, how, do you know any other quarterback that won a playoff game, which I love how that's the only thing people bring up, is the only stat that can ever support this. The only stat, which isn't really a stat. It's just
he won one playoff game.
He won one
it
playoff
wasn't
game,
a so, Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's just one. And it was the wild card round. Come on. Okay, so any other quarterback that won one playoff game and then next year wasn't even in the league anymore. Or starting or whatever. No, we can't answer that, obviously.
Look, we don't have a stats department. We have Brian. It's not happening. Right. You can look that up on your own. You're going to have shit like that around here in the visitor section. That's not happening. But what I'll tell you, Josh, is Tim Tebow, he's just a winner, right?
No. Just no, he's lost games. Do people not
know
that?
Nope.
There's been losses in that column. There's a W and there's a bunch of other L's. You know what people crack me up is they talk about the one playoff win and they ignore the next game, which was the ass fucking destruction of him by the Patriots.
Yeah, New England just was like,
and it wasn't Tom Brady, it was all that defense in that year when the Patriots defense really wasn't that hot.
Yeah, it was just we're just going to cover people.
Yeah.
Can you throw? You can't throw? Okay, well, then we're okay.
If everything, I think, I wish this wasn't personal, but at this point, it has gotten there. Mike, it has crossed the line. It has made me want to be serious for just the 5-30 minutes or whatever we're doing for this segment on this show, to be serious, to explain to the listeners the how fucking stupid this is. And some would say, Josh, lighten up. I'm like, no, you're a grown man. You sound like a dumbass when you try to give this support to this guy. I wish there was stats, Mike. I wish, I really do. I wish there was like a hidden stat that I could just say, you know, they got me there. I can agree with you. I can throw this out and say, you know, maybe there's a chance. But he has the worst. It is. I remember that Broncos-Dolphins game. It was the worst game I've ever seen. 3.95 hours of shit. Of course, they went into overtime. Awful. Mike, I just wanted you to know that some genius fan of the Philadelphia Eagles fan base posted something that I find quite interesting. Totally. The lowest total QBR. You know I hate the QBR stats. Since 2010, minimum of 30 games at quarterback. Tim Tebow's the lowest, 33.4. Geno Smith, 35.7. Chad Henne at 36.9. Mark Sanchez, 40.4. And Sam Bradford, 40.7. So way to go, Eagles. You now are the proud owners of three of the five shittiest quarterbacks since 2010.
So, Josh.
Gotta love it.
So something was actually just handed to me. Mm. It just kind of rattled me to my bones there. So there's two fun facts about Tim Tebow. Mm. There's a lot of fun facts about Tim Tebow.
You don't have a cool shirt as him?
No, I don't. But okay. I also don't have his birthday.
Okay.
Mike Mayock has his birthday.
Is it the same as Hitler's? Is today his birthday?
Kiko Alonso has his birthday.
But when I was young, I had...
Really the one that shook me to my core was Wayne Corbett and Tim Tebow have the same birthday.
That's disgusting.
And I don't know what to
say. That's all you can come up with, positive.
Yeah, I mean, that's the positive out of that. I mean, you can,
and I know you like them. I know you do. I know you little people love them. I don't even get it. I don't understand why. I just don't get it. One, you know, the argument I guess I could let me play devil's advocate for a second. The one argument I could make is he's a good, decent person. That's about it. He goes out of his way. I don't know if he's still a virgin. Everybody keeps telling me that he's still a virgin. I don't know. I don't really care. That's none of my business. You know, I don't care about his religion either. Yet everybody tells me and throws it in the face as an excuse that nobody likes him. Like, he's the only guy that prays on the field ever. The only guy that thanks God after winning a game. He forces religion into a game that doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. God doesn't care. If there is a God, he doesn't care if Tim Tebow wins or loses. I think there's bigger things on God's mind. Don't you think? Nah. If there's a big man in the sky, right, looking down, right, do you think that everything hinges for Sunday for him, whether or not a game is won or lost? No. Get out of here. I think it is the entire wrestling fan that it brings to the game that drives me insane. It just drives me nuts. You guys, go away. No more for you. You've lost the keys to the car. You're no longer allowed to go out. No longer. You stop being one of these, like, player fans. Root for your team, and that's good enough.
Steve Spurrier's birthday today.
God, he's an idiot, too.
Just throwing that out there.
Old ball coach.
Yeah. So, okay, so I'll hold on to that Tim Tebow jersey. I'll keep it till you're ready. I'll just keep it till you're ready.
Just burn it.
No, we paid money for this, and... I think that you might turn your tune a little bit once you see him take the field, Josh.
Oh, it's disgusting, man. No, he's not even gonna see him take the field. He's not making the 53-man roster.
That's my next question: was how long is he on the team? I have to think.
Tell me, is he gonna beat Mark Sanchez, who he didn't before?
Again, you're really downplaying the fact that he has robot arms now.
Yeah, he had to have that, the first human head transplant that happened today. That was Tim Tebow into somebody else's body, right? The whole new mechanics, a whole new throwing motion.
Yep.
But the same shitty decision making.
No, I don't know. You know, if he's got the, I don't know if he's got one of those
i7 cores. You can have all the coaches in the world coaching you, but nothing is ever going to replace game time fucking speed and decision making. So he hasn't played in 2 years. So you're going to tell me he's going to walk in, grab the starting job, and just go out there and not have any rust? That's not going to happen. Get the fuck out of here. I hate doing this. I hate doing this on our show. I really do. I hate being serious, but for a minute I have to be, because somebody has to say it, because all the other people that just hate him are just spewing just ignorant shit instead of just saying what they want to say, like the actual facts of how shitty he is. There's nothing that supports him except for the one playoff win that I'm reminded of over and over and over and over. One. Whew. I think I'm done now.
All right. It's okay.
I think I'm done talking about Tim Tebow.
It's okay.
This you guys bring the shit out of me, man. You just fucking do this shit. I mean, what makes me even more mad is that there's players that get ignored that probably deserve more limelight than this tool. Way more. There's rookies that are more promising, by far. Teddy Bridgewater, Derek Carr. Come on.
Hey, Derek! Brecken's the dick!
I know Mike hates him.
I do.
He's
I
a
do.
Bortles fan.
I'm a Blake Bortles fan.
Everybody in the fantasy football world, for some weird reason, does not like Blake Bortles.
Well, it's because he plays for that.
Which makes me like him more.
That Jacksonville Jaguars team. The up-and-coming team.
Secret Jacksonville Jaguars fans. They're just waiting with their snapbacks and beards. Waiting for that to spring out.
Yeah, so I've got better news than Tim Tebow.
What is it? Aaron Hernandez was guilty?
I got tackled last week.
You got tackled. Oh, God. Here we go. More pregnant flag football.
I got laid out, Josh.
You got laid out. You said you were going to go out like Revis. I'm kind of curious at which Revis you were going to be. The Tampa Bay Revis, early Jets Revis.
Well, that's for this upcoming
Patriots
playoff.
Revis.
I mean, as we enter playoffs, I'm turning out my Revis game. Last week, I got hurt being Revis. Apparently, it's not safe out there.
No.
It's dangerous. And I read that ball. I had my Revis eyes on. I saw that giant wide receiver come. I was like, that's my ball. And I ran up and I caught that ball.
And you got decked.
And then I looked at that wide receiver and I said, that motherfucker's about to tackle me. And that's all I could think. And then he just laid me out. Like, just,
well, so
like,
is there a penalty for that? How does that even happen in flag football?
Yeah, nothing. I don't. Everybody just stood around.
Now, Mike, I would be tackling all the time.
I know. I think a dangerous precedent was set.
Yeah, completely dangerous precedent, Mike. I would be tackling all the time, and would I completely ignore the flags?
You might as well. You might as well.
I would try to hurt one of the best players on your team, so that way we really win. There's no penalty for me tackling you. Hurting you is even better.
God. I'm still picking scabs off. Like, I'm beat up.
That's good, because it'll put hair on your chest.
100 years old, and there's no reason that you should tackle a 100-year-old man.
100 years old in football age. There's football age, then there's human age. 32, yeah. 30, it's 100.
It's 100 years old.
You might as well be in a wheelchair out there.
Yeah, I might as well have been. I didn't, even though he laid me out, even though he de-cleated me,
yeah.
I did not let go of that ball. That's all I can say. That's the only thing I can say. And that interception led to a touchdown. That's all I can say.
Who's throwing the ball? I guarantee you they have a better completion percentage than Tim Tebow.
Yeah, dude's pretty sharp, man. You might want to sign that guy with premium cabinets.
I would be behind Tim Tebow if he would have went to Canada to play for the last 2 years. But he didn't.
Yeah, but that ball's weird and it's big.
Don't care. At least it's a good ball.
Go to like a one-point play.
Go to the Arena League. Go to a semi-pro team for 2 years. No, you sat on the ESPN desk. Worked with the coach.
No, maybe he's been playing flag, keeping sharp.
The fuck? No. Maybe he's been playing flag. That's a good point.
You know, Round Rock, intramural, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll see him out there this week. It's playoffs.
You think there's a there's reason. See, here's the problem. Here's another problem. Is it just, are we just waiting for the sky to fall with him? Like, he's really a piece of shit underneath it all. We just all can't believe that there's somebody this goody two-shoes. Like, he's not even human, and I think a lot of people have a problem with that.
I'm sure he's got his demons. I mean, we all have our demons.
So held up high that they're not real. They're not realistic. They're not raw enough. They don't have a real take because everything they say is praise God.
Well, I think when you look at Tim Tebow, like, I'll tell you right now, if it just came out that Tim had an issue with crystal meth, people would be supportive.
Well, has anybody asked him about how he felt about the gay marriage? I'm sure this will really deteriorate. The left people would go insane if Tim Tebow came out and said he's against gay marriage. I mean, could you imagine the sky falling from that? Insane amount of left people would be going crazy.
I don't know if people would at this point. And I think
they
that's
would.
It's part of it. I mean, it would
get more people on the anti-Tim Tebow bandwagon if that would happen.
But what if Johnny Manziel said it?
And everybody already hates him. I'm beginning to feel sorry for the guy.
I'm telling you, man, it's not right. It's not right. I want to see Johnny fail the right way. He's not doing it.
I'm fully behind your take on Johnny failing the right way instead of failing in, I don't know, drug abuse.
Yeah, it's just sad. It's not
what
I want.
By the way, he did come out of rehab, and everybody's like talking about he's going to regain the trust. It's not about any of that. It's about, can you play football at the NFL level? And let's just keep it that way. Yeah, the answer to that is clear, no.
But keep it up. Keep trying.
Keep trying, and you'll maybe,
Cleveland Browns.
Maybe, just maybe, you'll be a backup somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, Jason Campbell's made a good career of it.
You know, Mike Vick even made a good career of it.
Matt Moore, the only fan in the world is Mike Tirico. Matt Moore's made a career of it. Look at Matt Castle. He has launched himself to being the starting quarterback eventually, maybe, of the Bills. Right?
He does that everywhere he goes.
Everywhere he goes. He's the best at it. He's the backup. He's the starter.
He is the consummate professional.
Matt Schaub tried to do this. Failed miserably.
Well, the problem was, I think Matt Castle does it better than most people because he exceeds at practice and then finds a way to squirm his way out of a starting job. Schaub, on the other hand, really just went the whole other route on that. He's just like, I'm gonna shoot for the moon. I wanna start.
A couple podcasts ago, we said, what about Sam Bradford starting for the Jets? You know, I'm really reneging on that deal. I'm really thinking about it and saying, you know, no. Now that we're looking at things, I don't think that would have worked out either.
Why do you say that? I mean, he hasn't thrown a pass, as far as I'm aware, in this offseason, unless he's doing his own OTAs.
I don't know. I would love to be behind him as a quarterback. It's just, there's this whole, I don't want to say it, injury proneness.
I don't believe in it. You don't believe that.
But his numbers don't lie.
I mean, he's been injured a couple times. Who hasn't been injured a couple times in that hellhole of stadium they call St. Louis?
Well, it's gonna get worse.
It's not like Danny Amendola has exploded since he went to the Patriots. I mean, I've been waiting. I guess he has been hurt quite a bit, but you know, again, not injury prone.
Another injury prone guy
doesn't exist.
Yeah,
not made of glass. It's fine.
All right, let's tone down the seriousness. Let's reel it back in. Correct the sails here.
I don't know, man. You let that dragon out.
I did let that dragon out. We've got to put him back in his box.
Yeah, you can't do that because there's two in the cave, but one's still flying around.
He's just flying around. The one that's flying around really just scoffed at his mother.
Yeah, it was funny because I'm in the future, and I don't know where you guys are as far
as
your...
You kissed my ass with that. I'm going to illegally watch these.
Hey. Okay, so...
And it pisses me off that you did that.
Why?
Mean why?
They're
wait like
there.
The rest of us. You are no better.
I don't have HBO. Like,
that's
I'm not
the
gonna...
problem. We pay for it down here in the hole.
Well, maybe that's your problem. I'll tell you what, because it's just free. It's everywhere.
I know.
That's so fucked up, dude.
So I watched my 4 standard def episodes.
Don't talk about the other two. You talk about the first two, but we're not talking about the last two because I don't know what's going on, so it wouldn't be fair.
Okay, well, so let me break it down for you.
I mean, there's a lot of movies I've seen that you haven't seen, but I don't go floating around talking about those.
So in the third episode, so I was at a party yesterday, and a party is a stretch. It's for babies that weren't here yet. But I was outside.
Not a party. That is a funeral.
It's got a party right in the name.
Yeah.
And so I was out there drinking with a stranger who
later turned out to be homeless.
And he probably wasn't invited by anybody. He just heard there were cookies and he came in.
I don't blame him.
He was telling me that his theory on the old Game of Thrones, and I don't know why he felt like this was such a mind-blowing possibility, but the little Stark boy who can make Hordor do stuff, he thinks that he's going to grab a couple dragons.
Yeah, there's that theory going around, and I think that's the most logical one. I mean, it's the most obvious one.
Yeah, I wanted to tell this guy this. Like, this guy wanders off. It's funny you say he was homeless. I know he wasn't, but moments after we were having this conversation, he just wandered off into the middle of the backyard and took a pee. Now, this is a house that had 3 bathrooms, but, you know, there was a tree there, and it wasn't occupied. And so,
well, when you're in your natural state, you just do your natural things.
But the thing I wanted to tell him, and the people who say, yeah, that guy might grab a couple dragons, Game of Thrones doesn't work that way. Game of Thrones makes you think that's going to happen, and then some random dude takes a stick and pokes it in the heart of some other guy, and he's gone.
Which makes it so good.
It's just like, what was that? And then you have to start all over with some other new dude.
What I do like is that I can hear the book people, like, shaking in their books. They're just like, because the show is now veered off of it.
Yeah, it's awful.
Now I cannot hear them talk about how this is going to happen in the book and how much better the books are. No, the books aren't better. Their pacing sucks. They go on shitty side plots that have nothing to do with anything. The characters are just downright boring. No, the books are not better. Stop it. It's the same with Walking Dead. You fucking comic book turds. It's not better. I just want to separate comic book people. There's a division, okay, for me. There's the classic, you know, the superhero comic book people.
Mm-hmm.
You get a free pass in my opinion. Okay. Everybody else, all these terrible comic books out there, like The Walking Dead was not very good, and that's from me. And I don't care. You can say, no, Josh, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I read those. They suck. Yep.
I used to read Concrete.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. So
it was like a man who got in an alien body that was made of concrete, and he had a lot of personal problems.
It sounds like something that should be on late night MTV. Don't even bring that up again. Yeah, I won't bring it up.
God forbid, like, those two fans of Liquid Television okay. Find us.
Yes. Okay, let's say it should be a late night after Tracy Ullman show. Let's put it that way.
God.
I'm sure the few Tracy Ullman fans, show fans out there, really upset.
Some absab. Yeah, no.
Maybe it was stuck between 2 reruns of Wings.
You know, Concrete was a pretty solid comic, bro. It's a pretty solid comic dealing with some really heavy shit.
Apparently. Literally. Heavy shit, right?
Oh, man. You just wait. You wait until they make a series on AMC about Concrete, the giant guy who walks around and eats rocks because he's made of concrete.
Yeah.
And he's really upset that he can't screw anybody because he's made of concrete. Yeah.
You know what I don't like seeing is when players want a new deal, they signed that deal.
No.
I got a problem with it. They sign a deal and then like they get their money at the beginning, right? And then they don't like when it's on like the twilight years of the contract, they don't like what happened, so they want a new deal. But you did read the contract before you signed it. I don't think you did.
I'll give one exception to this rule, because I don't disagree with that, because it used to drive me nuts with Revis, that if you are sign a 4-year deal with a 5th-year option as a rookie, and then you come out and you're all Kiko Alonso, you know, it, or I don't know, just pick any, like, you know, like not necessarily David Harris, but Wilkerson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are guys who probably should be getting paid a lot more money. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with that. Like, if you're a rookie and you're like, look,
okay, the rookie deal, I've outplayed my rookie contract.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, okay, okay, I'm cool.
I'm a top three guy. Give me top three money. I'm okay with that part.
But it really fucks up the whole, like, it's not fair that he's playing out of world and getting paid crumbs.
Exactly.
Like, the salary cap is all jacked up.
Especially because of the way the NFL works, and you could die tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when you've signed a big deal, and then you're, like, playing it, and then you're like, I'm upset with it. Like, I just, Mr. Brown, I'm okay. Like, you're okay. You should just go play. It's okay. Go take your money.
Brown, I was thinking Weddle. He said his new his contract. He's 30 years old, of course. You know, in football years, that's 100. He's at 7.5. I feel like they should just go ahead and cut him. He's going to die in a minute now anyway.
Okay.
The Chargers need to get younger fast. And so if they can get rid of Philip Rivers, do it.
Are you of the mindset that's a good deal to get rid of him?
Yeah. Why not? Used enough. Go ahead. I mean, they just need to go in full rebuild mode.
I get that. That
get rid of, you got rid of Matthews. Say, go ahead and trade Gates. You know, God knows who's hanging out of the wideouts position.
I mean, I feel like if you're the Chargers, you have to understand that there are roughly, I don't know, seven pretty good quarterbacks maybe in the league.
I'm just saying, like, be okay with being shitty for a while. And just rebuild.
Yeah, but I don't think they're in the mindset to be shitty for a little while and rebuild.
Okay, well, I'm going
to
ask
think they're
this,
in the mindset
with their
to be shitty for a little while and then move.
Okay, so you're saying they were going to L.A.?
Anywhere. I mean, there's still that talk.
Them and the Raiders again.
Yeah, I don't get it. Because I'm not a huge Philip Rivers guy, right? But he's a pretty decent quarterback.
Oh, he's not terrible. I'm not saying get rid of him because he's shitty. I'm just saying get rid of him. You've used enough. You've got enough from him. Get something for him in return and just move on.
But that's the trick, though. A quarterback, you never know if you get anything. Like, it's – you can unwrap
get
that
– tackle out of the deal and be okay with it.
Unwrap that Marcus Mariota, like, secret chocolate egg you have, and it just might be filled with shit.
Coming close on the draft, and I think next weekend, the 30th, next week.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming
up. You know, this is where you're going to hear a lot of talk about who can take what quarterback. If I was any team, I'd stay away from Jameis Winston. That's just my take on it. Don't draft him. Mariota would be, if I was a GM, I'd put like a second, third round grade on the guy. Nothing really first round to me on that, either of those.
Well,
that's just me, though, and a lot of scouts are probably like, you're insane. I'm like, yeah, I know, but
I don't think Winston, I think, he looks like a quarterback to people, so that's going for him. I think he's a huge liability. I just don't want that dude.
There's nothing on the field that just sits there and stands out to me. And I liked him I liked him as a college quarterback, but there's, when you look at that in a vacuum, and you're just staring at it, you're just like, man, there's nothing overly impressive. Like, you know, this isn't Andrew Luck. And to me, this isn't even Russell Wilson skill level. This isn't, and Russell Wilson went later. I mean, so why all of a sudden? Thanks, British lady. Yeah. What the hell, man? 30-minute show?
No, it was 45 minutes.
Was it? That was fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are hookers.
That's okay.
Hey, if you're listening to the show and you're listening on your iPhone or whatever, you can hit the subscribe button. It is the purple little thing. Do that, and you'll be subscribed for life. If you're on an Android phone, which a lot of people are, Mike, I don't really know how they do that. Is it just RSS?
It's one of those things that you just have to imagine.
Yeah. Sorry for this episode being so damn serious, but maybe we'll get to something else at something. But when a guy like TT here, TRT, does something for so long, you just have to get a little serious.
You should make some House Divided shirts. Manziel on one side, Tim Tebow on the other. It's like yin and yang, but yeah.
Oh my God.
Millionaires.
I really just want to slit my wrists up on hearing that. Dude, speaking of slit your wrists.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
The game Dark Souls 2 is unbelievably awesome hard. It's hard. One of the hardest games ever made. I hate it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck, Brian? Hit the goddamn outro music. Now we're going to have to, like, not go live, and then it's going to be all loud. Thank you. Get ready on the volume. Put it down.
Brian. That's...
my God. It's okay. We've lost control.
It's okay.
So anyway,
floating through space like Interstellar.
Mervs! 78 Mervs, man.
That can't be true.
It is true. They did the count. 78 and only 18 Toms. Tom would be the son, not the dog.
I want to go back and watch it, but only 2 hours of it.
You know, that movie's not about space. Just want to throw that out there.
About time?
I don't know really what it's about.
I think it's about...
it's definitely not about space.
Matthew McConaughey show.
Matthew Mahogany.